Hello and welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And David, I just want to say first off, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, sort of. I don't know if you know this, but I've got a little pudge working here, which I'm not going to show you. but I'm thinking, you know, maybe I could lose a few pounds.
Oh, it's not, you're not pregnant there.
No. But I will say, though, that many new dads like myself suffer from what's known as sympathy pounds, where they put on a little extra weight, maybe so their wife doesn't feel so bad when they're pregnant. And I'll have to say, it's been a little tough getting off those few extra pounds.
Very kind of you. Okay, so are you actually going to give up cheesesteaks?
No, I'm not going to give up cheesesteaks. I mean, those are awesome. You can't give up cheesesteaks. I actually feel like I do pretty well with my diet. I don't go excessive on stuff like cheesesteaks or fries or soda or anything like that. Where I do feel like my habits have changed is with my exercise. I'm just not getting out as much as I used to running or playing basketball, which I used to do a lot beforehand.
So are you going to join a gym?
Well, I thought about this. This would be a great way to maybe kind of condense my exercise. Instead of going out for a long run, I could maybe just go into a gym and just do maybe 3 miles on a treadmill.
Really, really fast.
Yeah, really, really fast. And I talked this over with this guy, my brother, who goes to the gym 5 times a week. He said, you have to talk to this fitness expert. It's a guy named Mark Ripito. He's the owner of CrossFit Wichita in Wichita Falls, Texas, and the author of a number of books on fitness and training. And here's what he said about the treadmill.
If aerobic work, and by that I mean long, slow distance, like jogging or walking on the treadmill or riding the bicycle or working on the elliptical trainer, if that actually worked, then everybody in the gym that's on that equipment would not be fat.
He's so negative.
Yeah, he's not a fan of the aerobic equipment. And he said this stuff, while it may make you work up a little bit of a sweat, it's not really turning your flab into muscle.
People that need to lose weight never get it done that way. The reason for that is that muscle burns fat for fuel. And if you ultimately want to affect the amount of body fat you've got, you have to affect your muscle mass. And the only way to affect your muscle mass is by doing exercise that challenges the ability of that muscle mass to produce force, and that is resistance training.
Resistance training? That sounds like you're going to have to be pumping a lot of iron or running for governor of California or something.
I know. It's like, I'm going to do resistance training. Yeah, I know, but I've never wanted to do that. I never thought, like, maybe it's because my brother does it all the time. I'm like, I'm not going to be like him. I'm going to be my own guy, but he said,
kind of flabby.
Kind of flabby, right? But I was thinking, I don't want to go in there and pump iron. Maybe I could just find a sport that gives me a really good workout and I could avoid the gym altogether. Now, I remember like a few years back, I used to play basketball a lot more than I do now. And I was thinking, well, what if I just played basketball a lot? Couldn't that keep me in shape? And I talked about this with Mark Ripito.
When you effectively played basketball that time,
mm-hmm,
and got fit from playing basketball, the reason for that was, it was not because basketball is an effective way to get fit. It is because you were so unfit that basketball to you at that point was an effective way to get fit.
So if you notice by doing sports, all of a sudden you're much more fit, you're actually telling yourself, wow, you were really unfit before.
And that's a pretty sad
baseline at that point. You should be ashamed of how low your baseline was, that you improved so much from an unfit type of exercise.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't really get that because, you know, back in the 70s before there was big weight training, you had really skinny NBA players.
Well, you did, but you look at the NBA players now, like Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, Rasheed Wallace, they have huge muscles.
And you don't want to look like that.
I know, but that doesn't come from – what he's saying is basically any sport you do, okay, yeah, it'll get you in shape a little bit, but if you want to actually, you know, be really fit and like start building muscles and strength, then you have to really work out those muscles that you want to have grow, because just aerobic exercise alone won't do it for you.
That sounds like you face a choice between being fat or being muscly. What if you just wanted to be sort of, you know, sinewy?
Right. I just want to lose 5 pounds. I don't want to be all muscly. However, Ripito says that it's part of, like, having this idea that you need to be a fit person. Everyone can have their own plan. You don't need to be lifting 300 pounds all the time. But if you get into a plan where weight training is part of your workout, you will find that this actually gets you fit and it will make you lose weight faster than a lot of the other stuff out there. And here's what he said. I said to him, so if I was going to go into a gym and try out one thing, what should I try that would make me fit the fastest? And here's what he said.
Learn how to squat. It works more muscles than any other exercise. It's harder, it's a longer range of motion, and it will make more difference in your appearance over a shorter period of time than any single thing you can do. You have to learn how to squat correctly.
Yeah, but I worry about my back. What's wrong with swimming, man?
Swimming's good, too. But he said if you want to get fit the fastest, squatting is the way to go. Now, you mentioned your back, which is important to know that when you're using free weights, with the barbell and stuff, this is where you could really get injured quickly if you don't know what you're doing. And this is
the fastest way to get fit and the fastest way to get injured.
The fastest way to get hurt. So if you're going to do this, if you're going to go to a gym and learn the free weights, get someone who you know and trust is going to help you learn to do these techniques properly so you don't hurt yourself.
Something told me he was going to say that. He's a trainer, right?
Yeah, he is a trainer, but he's in Texas, so he can't fly out. Well, maybe if you paid him enough. I don't know.
What's wrong with the jump rope?
Jump rope, too. I mean, look at Rocky. I mean, he was doing jump rope, right?
He had the art museum stairs, too.
Yeah, well, he was also, I guess, punching meat. So, I mean, I don't know if Ripito is going to advise that. But he says, if you want to get fit fast, learn to be a squatter. You know, I was thinking, maybe I could try this out. And we could walk down to the gym and we could squat together. It could be kind of a bonding thing.
Or you could just tell me how it goes.
Maybe that's a better choice. Somehow I figured you'd let me know that I was going to be squatting alone.
I need someone to spot me spotting you.
Right.
All right. That'll do it for another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. Pumping up, pumping iron. And I just want to remind our listeners, if you want to hear my full interview with Mark Ripito, check out the What Would Rob Do blog over at npr.org, where you can also send me a comment. Pumping up.